The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld. Risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure, The Big Mouthpiece. The Green Hornet strikes again. Over the deserted waterfront, making halos around the dingy lights and shrouding the row of gaunt warehouses. The quiet of the night was broken only by the chunking of waves against the docks and the distant sounds of foghorns. Then the silence was shattered with a sharp cry.
Come there, you!
He saw you. Let him have it.
Joe, that watchman, he got me.
You got him. That makes it even.
Car leaving one of their number to die on the docks. He was identified as Maxie Lockhart, paroled convict. John Smith, the watchman, is survived by his wife and two daughters.
You hear that? A paroled convict.
A police car raced in pursuit of a new convertible.
Pull up alongside and I'll wave my gun at him. That ought to stop him.
Wrong set it is. Hey, I know that guy. No wonder he's speeding to get away from us. That's Bart Kester. He's out on parole.
Pull up or I'll shoot.
Look out, he's cutting in there.
Was it?
Officers Muldoon and McCarthy are in receiving hospital with broken bones and painful bruises. The driver of the stolen convertible was identified as Bart Kester, recently paroled for good behavior after serving 3 of a 5-year term in the...
Another paroled convict. Parole.
By golly, Reed. You know, I think there's a regular racket in parole in these crooks.
Axford, when I get to the office tomorrow morning, I'm going to do an editorial on parole as it exists in this state.
The following morning, in the office of Britt Reid, publisher of the Daily Sentinel, the young millionaire was serious as he dictated an editorial to his secretary, Lenore Case. This was in contrast to his usual carefree manner. And he didn't even look up when Michael Axford and Ed Lowry, the ace reporter, came into the office.
Parole can be made a valuable tool in returning certain deserving people to the community. But parole must be restricted to those who deserve it.
Hey, Reed.
Quiet, please, Michael.
Parole, as it exists in this state, has become a racket that frees practically any criminal who has the cash to buy his way to freedom. Now, you have that, Miss Case?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want facts. I want facts, figures, and statistics.
Gunnigan said you wanted to see me and Lowry.
I do. Lowry, I thought I told you to hammer Lefty Martin's parole.
But, boss, I gave the facts of my article.
You said he'd been paroled in 1942 for good behavior.
Well, that's the truth.
That's not half the truth. Martin should have been kept in jail for the rest of his life. He was a blackmailer and a murderer as well as a thief, and everyone knew it. Everyone still knows it.
I know.
He got out in 42 and went back within 6 months for robbery arms.
Yeah.
And now he's got paroled again.
Paroles. A word sticks in my teeth.
Golly, Reed, I don't know as I've ever seen you so steamed up.
Now, why shouldn't I be steamed up? Night before last, a watchman was killed by a paroled crook. Last night, two fine policemen were injured by a paroled crook in a stolen car. They might have been killed. Today, I hear that Lefty Martin is out on parole.
Hey, Reed, I've got to see you.
Come in, Gunnigan.
Say, look, Reed, why don't you spend more time in your clubs and things and stop sending must stories to the city desk?
If you're talking about that Gerstmann story, I marked it must and I meant must.
Well, I checked that story, Mr. Gunnigan. It's true that Gerstmann was disbarred and discredited by the Bar Association.
Sure, that's true, but
here,
then...
Gunnigan, look at these clippings. Look at the number of crooks that have been granted parole within the past 6 months. And look what they've done with their paroles. The big mouthpiece is behind those paroles.
Now, wait, Chief. Gerstmann can't practice law.
No, but he can do the brain work for men who can. I tell you, Gerstmann is running a parole racket.
Nevertheless, you can't publish the article as you wrote it without having a libel suit.
If Gerstmann wants to start a libel suit, let him start one. Let's bring the dirty wash out for an airing. I'm right in the mood for trouble with Gerstmann, the big mouthpiece, the big crook.
That collection says we know about the parole racket.
Yes, sir.
Big mouthpiece named in racket charges.
Here, lady.
Read all about it. That collection says.
Can't get away with this. I'll sue the Daily Sentinel. I'll make them retract.
Sorry, Mr. Gerstmann. Does the paper really name you?
Yes, and you too, Martin. You're identified as a hoodlum. And a public enemy with no more right to freedom than a germ-laden, disease-bearing rat.
Hey, they can't say those things about me.
It's been said in print. The article is signed by Britt Reed, the publisher. I'll get him for this.
I'll get him and the other one that's threatening me.
The other one? I don't get you, Mr. Gerstmann. What other one?
Oh, didn't I tell you, Martin? I had a note of warning from the Green Hornet.
The Hornet? Holy
oh,
smoke.
Sit down, sit down.
But the Green Hornet? What's he mixing in your business for? Where's he concerned? What's he say?
Skip it, Martin, and sit down. Listen to me.
Yeah.
The Hornet mentions a few things that surprised me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, yeah. They surprised me very much.
Hey, why are you looking at me like that?
He seems to have some inside information about one of the jobs that you did. One of the murders that was never proved.
Oh.
I wonder if someone did too much talking. Perhaps a little bragging.
No, no, Gerstmann, don't look at me.
Someone might have sold his knowledge to the Daily Sentinel. I can't believe that Britt Reed would publish what he has unless he had a few aces up his sleeve.
I don't see how he could have, Mr. Gerstmann.
You could make a lot of trouble for me, Martin, if you decided to turn squealer.
But why'd I do that, Mr. Gerstmann? Gosh, I wouldn't squeal on you. You've been my friend.
There's no friendship in our relationship, Martin. It's business. Cold business.
Yeah, but even so, I'd still be in jail if it wasn't for
you. And you'll be back there. You turn on me. Let me show you something, Martin.
What's that?
I took this from my safe just to show it to you. This paper is a ticket for you, Lefty. A one-way ticket.
Huh?
A one-way ticket to the electric chair for you and a number of your friends.
Now, hold on, Mr. Gerstmann.
Shut up and listen to me. This gives the full details of a number of things that you've done. Let me see. Here's the Vetter's murder.
No,
still
no.
Listed by the police as unsolved. Here's something else.
Gerstmann, you shouldn't keep that stuff.
It's Mr. Gerstmann to you, Martin.
If papers like that ever get into the cops' hands...
And they certainly will if anything happens to me. So don't get ideas of changing sides or trying to get out of paying me my commissions on your activities.
You needn't worry about me, Mr. Gerstmann. I honestly, you needn't.
All right, then. Just so you know where you stand... You're taking orders from me, see?
And I mean orders.
Yeah, sure thing, Mr. Gerstmann. Anything you say.
All right, then. Now, listen. You'll call on Britt Reed and give him a warning, sing?
Britt Reed, all right. I don't mind Britt Reed. But don't ask me to help you fight anyone like the Green Hornet. What did the Green Hornet tell you, Mr. Gerstmann?
Among other things, he told me to leave town. As if I would. Britt Reed can't bluff me, and neither can the Green Hornet.
What do you think?
Watch the door, Michael.
Good golly, you spoke too late.
Good grief.
Where's Reed? Is he in his office?
Yes, he is.
Axford, I wish you could come in without slamming that door.
Listen, Reed, I've been digging like you said.
Well?
I've been talking to the guys on that list you gave me, and I found one of them who was willing to squeal. But we got to protect him. He told how Gerstmann works.
Good. Well, what'd you learn?
Before Gerstmann prepares a parole for those crooks, he gets proof of everything they've ever done.
Well, I should think so. Then what does he do with the proof after he gets it?
He makes them kick back a share of everything they get to him.
Hmm. Racket's even bigger than I thought. Are you sure of that information, Axford?
Yeah.
Or where'd you get it?
Oh, no, Reed, don't ask me that. The guy that told me isn't like the others Gerstmann has got paroles for. He's trying to go straight, and he'd like to get away from Gerstmann. That's why he talked.
Mr. Reed, your father never used to ask reporters for the source of their information.
Well, all right, Axford. But if you're mistaken...
I'm not!
Reed, look what we've got.
Suffering snakes. It's Lefty Martin.
What are you doing here, Martin?
I talked to Gunnigan.
I thought I'd better bring him to you, boss.
Me and Mr. Gerstmann didn't like the things you said about us.
Good.
I'm here to hand you a hunk of paper, Mr. Reed.
It's one of those things, Reed. Just what I told you.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I got a job working for a lawyer.
That wouldn't be Gerstmann.
No. It wouldn't be Gerstmann. It's a lawyer that's representing me in Gerstmann.
Martin's got a job as a process server.
That's it, Reed. Here's your paper. It means you're being sued for libel and for plenty.
Only libel? That's not enough. Martin, if I'm going to pay for the fun of saying what I want to say, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Huh? What do you mean?
Axford, open that door.
For what?
Open it and stand back.
Now, wait, listen to me.
I've often wondered what it'd be like to throw someone out of this office. I'm going to find out.
Let go of me. Let go of you.
Hey.
Oh, golly.
Out you go. Go back and tell Gerstmann to file another suit.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Reed. Oh, no matter what it cost, that was worth watching.
Well, maybe that was fun, boss, but it's going to cost like blazes. Now, look, why don't you take a vacation or something? Things go along swell when you take care of your club obligations and the debutantes. Every so often you get a burst of energy as a newspaper man, and then the Sentinel's in a jam.
What's the matter, Gunnigan? Don't you want our lawyers to make a living? Call Dooley. Tell him to stop in and pick up this paper.
Yes, and while I'm at it, I'll tell him to expect another.
Golly, Reed, maybe we better lay off Gerstmann for a while.
Lay off nothing. Tell Laurie I want some more articles. The madder Gerstmann gets, the better I'll like it.
But, Reed, you're playing with fire. Just remember, Gersman's had a lot of tough boys working for him. He may try to get you outside of the courts.
With Axford as a bodyguard, what have I got to worry about?
Oh, golly, what am I in for?
We'll continue our story in just a moment.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. There were voices in the underworld when the substance of the whispered conversation reached Michael Axford through one of his contacts. The former cop went to police headquarters and talked to his friend, Sergeant Burke.
I tell you, Burke, my boss is in danger, and I mean danger.
What with all the stuff he's been publishing about Gerstmann and his pals, I should think he would be.
I got so worried, I phoned Reed's father, who's in the West. He told me to use force if need be to keep Reed out of danger.
You using force on Britt Reed? That's funny, Axford.
Burke, I'm not fooling. I'm going to keep Reed locked in his room at night, and I want you to help me keep an eye on him. I can't stay awake all that time.
Well, that's easy.
Honest, Burke, I'm worried for the lad. He don't realize how far Gerstmann will go to throttle him.
Well, yeah. But I'll be with you at Reed's apartment this very night.
That night, Britt Reed's Filipino valet Cato, the only person who knew his identity as the Green Hornet, was in the bedroom with the young publisher.
Confound it, Cato. I didn't figure on Axford getting police around here.
Well, Mr. Britt, what you to do? You make plans to go out tonight as Green Hornet.
That's right, Cato. And those plans still stand.
But how, Mr. Britt?
Well, you're not being guarded. You can go out. Tell Axford and Burke you're going to your club.
Well, Association of Valets and Chauffeurs?
Yes, that'll account for you. I'll go through the panel and get the Black Beauty.
Oh, but Mr. Britt, what if Axford look into a bedroom and find you not here?
I'll have to account for that, Cato. Let's see. Look and see if the men who put up the screens left their ladder in the court. If not, get one and put it against this window.
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt. Will do.
Oh, it's you, Cato.
Oh, yes, Mr. Axford. I have a meeting at club.
You go ahead, Cato. Go to your meeting and have fun. But Reed's in for keeps. This is one night the cafes will have to get along without him.
Britt waited but a moment. Then he put on a dark coat and hat and covered his face with the mask of the Green Hornet. He stepped through a panel in the rear of his clothes press. He went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Cato was there to meet him.
What about the ladder, Cato?
It's in place, Mr. Britt.
Good. If Axford does come into my bedroom looking for me, he'll have the surprise of his life when he sees what I left on the windowsill. I'll get into the car.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. It was half an hour later when Axford finished his cigar and looked up at his friend Burke, who sat across the room.
Hey, Burke. Reed's been awful quiet. Maybe I better look in and see if he's still there.
He couldn't get out, could he?
There's the windows.
Two stories up.
By golly, I wonder if he would sneak out a window. Hey, Burke, I'm having a look.
Maybe the door is locked.
It's not. Burke, he's not here.
What do you mean he's not here?
Look, this window. There's a ladder against it. Something snakes, Burke. He's got out.
Of all the goons, Axford, we take the case.
Burke, he didn't leave of his own accord. He was captured. Look here in the windowsill. Look at that green sticker. It's the seal of the Green Hornet.
Oh, golly. Axford, this is it.
Suffering snakes. The Green Hornet is working for Gerstmann. Burke, we gotta get the Hornet before he and Gerstmann kill Britt Reed.
That night, the former attorney, Gerstmann, had several paroled convicts in his home.
I told Martin yesterday what would happen to him if I should be killed. So now, Potter, you and Nolan are equally well informed.
All right, so what, Gerstmann?
Told you boys I want the lowdown on the Green Hornet.
We've been doing our best these past 2 days.
That's right, Gerstmann. We talked to everyone we know.
So have I. No one can tell us a thing about the Green Hornet.
I've received another threat from him. He's getting information from somewhere.
About you?
Yes. I made another threat telling me to get out of town.
Look, Mr. Gersman, it won't be our fault if he gets you. There's no reason why you should have those papers that would put us on the spot.
That's the way I feel about it.
Shut up, both of you.
Yeah, but them papers. Put them away, will you? They make me nervous.
Just don't let them make you so nervous that you try to take them away from me, Nolan. Because there are copies of them locked up. I've told you men I want to get the Green Hornet. He's my first concern. I'll get Britt Reed to the courts.
Hey.
What's the matter with you, Nolan?
I thought I heard something. Listen a minute.
That's just your imagination.
Imagination, nothing. I heard a door or a window squeaking.
That's right.
Hey, Warren, there he is.
Shut up and sit still. Take it easy, Martin. You needn't worry.
Now, what does he mean by that?
Don't look at me like that, Mr. Gerson. I don't know what he meant.
Isn't anyone going to try to jump me and give me an excuse to shoot?
Just what do you want?
You know what I want, Gersman. I told you to get out of town. You built up a pretty big proposition. It's big enough to interest me. I'm cutting in.
Now, look here, mister. Just tell me one thing. Someone's been squealing. I want to know who it is.
You should know the squealers, Gersman. Almost any rat'll squeal if the trap is tight enough. A couple of your boys have been between two fires.
Uh-huh. And I think I know who you mean.
I know the guy that squealed the first time he went to jail.
No, no, Potter, don't look at me. That was years ago. I didn't squeal with the Green Hornet.
Martin. You have nothing to worry about from these mugs. Gersman's at the end of the trail. He's all through, washed up. I told you to get out of town, Gersman.
Well, now, wait a minute. I struck around because I wanted to talk to you. Two of us could do big things.
This town isn't big enough for both of us.
But I have things all lined up. I'll cut you in, that's it.
You can't afford it.
How do you know what I can afford?
I have an idea how much you've taken in, Gersman. If I considered going in with you, I'd have to have a share of what you've made in the past 6 months.
Well, that's all right. Why not? You and I working together could expand. This isn't the only city in the state.
Yeah, but I have to be sure your men would be loyal to me. And I'd have to have some assurance that you'd pay off. How about those papers you fix? The evidence that keeps your mob loyal.
Gersman, don't...
Shut up! I wonder what these papers are. Oh, four of you were looking at them.
Gersman, if he gets so sick...
Get back there.
Oh, you don't. You don't get those papers.
We'll see.
Give me them.
Now, that'll hold you.
What'd you do to him? Look. Nolan's passed out.
Does anyone else want to interfere with me? Come on, step up. Oh, you're going to sit tight, huh? Very well. Gersman, I wonder how many more documents like these are in your possession.
Well, now, wait. Don't move so fast, Hornet. Put that gun away.
Not a chance. I'll just take these papers with me.
No, no.
They're worth a lot of money. I think you boys will pay up to get them back. Gersman, you'd better raise about $100,000 in cash and get it ready as soon as possible.
What? $100,000?
You heard me. And you can raise it with the help of these crooks. When you have the cash ready, tell Martin.
No, no, don't say that.
Oh, you're in cahoots with a Green Hornet.
It's not true. It's not true. I tell you, I never saw him before. I don't know a thing about him.
Police.
It's the law.
What are they doing here?
Martin, did you tell the police I'd be here?
No, no, no. Stop saying things like that. Stop it, will you?
I'll get you, Martin, if it's the last thing I do.
If you don't get him, Gersman, someone else will. I can't let the police find me here. I'm going out the way I got in. But you'll hear from me again.
Don't let the cops get them papers.
You can deal with the police, Gersman.
Wait, don't leave me here.
The police are already in the front door. They'll take care of you.
As Britt Reed ran to the rear of the Gersman house, he heard a gun bark twice. He didn't hesitate. He slammed the rear door as he left the building. It was but a short distance down the alley to where he had left the Black Beauty and Cato waiting in the darkness. The
police came while I was there, Cato. You didn't call him, did you?
No, Mr. Britt.
It was certainly unexpected, but it's all right.
You get what you go after?
I got it and left it for the police. I wonder why they went to Gersman's
look,
house.
Look, police at rear door of house.
Cato, that's Axford. And Burke. Here, Cato, take this coat.
Yes.
Axford must have found the seal I left on my windowsill. He must have thought Gersman sent the Green Hornet to capture me.
We make escape quick.
Get into that car. Here's the coat, the hat, and the mask. Now take this gun.
Oh, yes, sir.
Give me a dose of gas from that gun, then drive away and leave me here.
Mr. Britt,
do as I tell you. Axford thinks the Hornet abducted me. That's the only way. Use that gun and get the car out of here. That's an order.
Oh, yes, sir. Here is gas.
Axford, here. Come quick.
It's Reed. Stop it, Snakeburg. Come on. Come on there. He's heading away. Shoot him. Shoot him, you spalpeen. Bring down that Green Hornet.
Reed,
Breed, oh, God, in that. What has he done to you?
You guys get back to the car and get after that horn. All right, go on, get going. I've got to get to the house and take care of things there. I'll be with you in a minute, Axford.
Take it easy now, Reed. It's me. It's Axford. It's all right.
The Green Hornet. Axford.
Sure, lad. It's me here. Let me help you to your feet.
Where did you come from?
When me and Burke found that seal of the Green Hornet on your windowsill, I knew right away that the Hornet had abducted you. I figured he was working for Gersman.
I see.
I got Burke and the rest of the cops, and we busted into Gersman's house. And, oh, Reed, wait until you hear.
What?
Just as we went in, Gersman let Lefty Martin have a couple of slugs, claiming self-defense.
Was Martin killed?
No. The cops got Gersman before he could shoot again.
You're wrong about one thing, Axford. Gersman didn't send the Green Hornet to get me.
He didn't?
No, you gave me a lot of inside information about Gersman. We published some of it.
Yeah, but what's that to do with the Green Hornet?
The Hornet wanted to cut himself in on Gersman's parole racket. To do it, he needed the information you'd given me.
So he captured you to get it?
That's the general idea.
Hey, Axford, Mr. Reed, what do you think?
What'd you find, Burke?
Plenty. While the Hornet was making his getaway, he dropped these documents. And, oh, brother...
Now, what are they, Burke?
Evidence against Martin and Potter and Nolan and a lot of others that Gersten got out of jail. My boys have collared those that were in the house, and they'll collar a lot more of Gersman's pals before morning.
Ah, great going.
They'll all go back to the Jusco, and Gersman will go along with them as an accessory after the fact or something.
Burke, wait until you hear what I got to say about the Green Hornet. He wasn't working for Gersman. He was trying to muscle in on Gersman's parole racket.
But that racket is smashed complete.
Yeah, but where do you think the Green Hornet got the information he was acting on?
Where?
He got it from me, that's where.
You?
Yeah, he captured Reed so Reed would tell all he knew about Gersman.
And what I knew, Axford, I got from you.
Golly, Reed, when I think of you being captured by the Green Hornet, why, suffering snakes, you were even riding in that car of his.
That's right, Axford.
Tell me, Reed. Did he threaten you?
He didn't need to, Axford. I wasn't inclined to argue with him.
These copyrighted dramas originate in Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.